Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 8th day of August 2017. That makes it 8817. 1 and 7 is 8. 3 times 8 is 24, which means 4 times 2 is 6. And we all know what that means. It's also 1204 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. I don't know if it's going to make it. It's kind of clouded over there talking. Could get some thunderstorms. Wouldn't hurt my feelings none. I mean, just put down the dust, put down the heat. With that, there's a real night. It's not been that hot this morning, but at any rate, let's see what we got on the itinerary for this morning, or this afternoon, or whatever in the hell it is. U.S. Interior Department rescinds coal valuation rule. And, you know, we've talked about how our natural resources, you know, like our mineral resources, are being taken out for $247 a year. Again, the Chinese here taking our gold out for nothing. Well, I mean, we got Trump in charge now, so all that's fixed, right? Well, we're going to talk about that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. U.S. Interior Department rescinds coal valuation rule. And this is from Reuters, up for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The U.S. Department of Interior said on Monday it has rescinded an Obama-era rule that reformed how energy companies value sales of oil, gas, and coal extracted from federal and tribal land to protect taxpayers because it caused confusion and uncertainty for energy companies. And Herr Trump, the multi-billionaire internationalist, is taking care of, well, his people. You know, we've talked about it before. I don't feel it in my life. I don't feel nothing. I feel things getting worse every day. But for the energy companies now, you know, like I, you know, began the program, I was talking about the fact that our mineral resources are being taken out of this country for $257 a year by the billions. I mean, everybody who can rape this whore known as the United States is getting a little right now, buddy. And for the energy companies, I mean, he pointed his finger out there and he said, "You average people, you out there, the forgotten one." And all you retards out there, you thought, "Oh, he's pointing at me. He's pointing at me. I'm going to go vote for him." He wasn't pointing at you. He is pointing at, well, the energy companies, you know, the fellow there that, you know, his bottom line has been down to where he's only making, you know, $2 billion a quarter. And, you know, he wants three. And nobody's been paying any attention to him for 8 years. And now he's up there, man, I want that extra $2 billion. I want that extra gold coin to put up on my mountain, to take my helicopter up there with my oxygen mask on because it's so high up, and put another coin up on top. I mean, I you know, you all know what I think of Obama. But, I mean, this was something that I guess it had been a bitch up from the bottom kind of thing. And people were, you know, screaming about it because, hey, you know, the robber barons were robbing us. But Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said the department's newly formed Royalty Policy Committee would propose alternatives to the rule and remain committed to collecting every dollar due. Well, $247 ought to be enough for $1 billion worth of resources, right? I mean, they've had this thing set up between them through the Masonic Dirty Church cabal for, well, since the beginning of this country. All for them, nothing for the people, nothing for the plebes, the peasants, the coolies, you know, but kowtowing. You got to learn to kowtow well, and you can have your bowl of rice and your fish head every day. Not to mention that, you know, these resources belong to us as real property, as American nationals. Every goddamn bit of it belongs to us. And they're going to set the conditions to where they for their stealing. I mean, to make their theft legitimate. Repealing the valuation rule provides a clean slate to create workable valuation regulations, Zinke said. I mean, this is these energy companies, their boy Trump that they put in the Oval Office, their international billionaire brother. And they're sitting down, well, we want this, you know, give them $2.50 instead of $257. That's what we want here, Trumpy. And Trumpy's, oh, man, he's going to accommodate them people because he's here for you. The valuation rule was proposed by former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell last year to close a loophole that enabled companies to dodge royalty payments when mining on taxpayer-owned public land. Oh, gee, we got to get rid of that law. That's what Trump was put into office for, to get rid of these damnable regulations that, you know, was anything that might curb the stealing. You know, I don't like the EPA bullshit where they can come in and tell you, you know, that a mud puddle in your property is a pond and then they take control of your property. That's all bullshit. But, I mean, this is the other side of the bullshit. This is the national socialist bullshit as opposed to the international communist bullshit. But it's bullshit nonetheless. Our resources are being stolen from us, people. We've talked about it 1,000 times. When the Occupy movement, remember, they occupied everywhere, and we kept shouting, yeah, and you want to get a result out of these people? You want to get a rise out of them? Go occupy a port. Stop the flow of the spice. Stop the theft. Stop the theft of your natural resources, your raw resources. And when they finally did it up in Seattle, boy, howdy. I mean, well, you know, they were looking at turning the Occupy thing into a socialist movement for Obama all the way down the line. But when it came down to those shutting those ports down, stopping the flow of our natural resources out of this country, man, the DA, Department of Homeland Security, and there was no mainstream coverage of these events across this country, went and beat people down, burned their tents, burned their goddamn, burned their property. And they shut it down because you're not going to, this is, I mean, this is the elephant in the, in the living room with that has a cloaking device, evidently. The bottom line here is everything that we're complaining about and everything we're talking about still comes down to raw resources being stolen from us, from our country. Well, I mean, we got 100 million people that have been removed from the workforce. They say, oh, they just don't want to work. No, they've been removed from the workforce. They've tried to sweep them under the rug, but it's not, you know, that rug's got a hell of a lump in it. It's not working. And then, you know, we got to Trumpy, you know, the retards went out and they exercised their right to be retards. And they voted. They voted in an election put on by an occupation. They voted in an election that was a fraud from its inception. An election that was predetermined at Bilderberg before anybody ever thought about walking up to a poll and being the retard that they are and putting their signature on something to acquiesce for everybody. And now we're seeing what it was really all about. We told you people it was about, you're not voting to get rid of the immigrants. They're not going to do it. That's a slave force. These are multi-billionaires, international billionaires. They're not going to get rid of a goddamn slave working force. They're just not going to do it. Oh, yes, they would. It's Trump. Give him a chance. Well, we give him the chance today. He took his chance for energy companies. You know, those forgotten people, the energy companies, they've sure forgotten. I mean, every time I see my electric bill, I see how forgotten they are, don't you? People, royalty payments. When mining on taxpayer-owned public land, it required energy companies to pay royalties on sales to the first unaffiliated consumer, and I was really confused about that, known as an arm-length sell as the fuel moves to market. And, you know, we were reporting, I think maybe earlier this week, about the fact that we're getting ready to send some coal over to the Ukraine. We got a big deal with a big coal deal going. Big coal deal. And it looks like it's going to be even a bigger coal deal for the energy companies, as the resources that belong to each and every one of us are eaten out of this country. And, you know, you just keep ignoring it, people, and pretty soon you'll be sitting in the middle of a big third world cesspool with a big pile of worthless frickin' paper you can't even wipe your ass on. And that'll be, you'll be the new Indians that traded it up. The first Indians, actually, you got to give them kudos because at least they got glass beads. We got worthless goddamn paper. Glass bead, at least it looks shiny. You can put it on your wrist or on your neck and call it a necklace. What are you going to do with all that worthless fiat debt dollars piled up as high as you can see? You know, our debt dollars, you know, when we talk about the mountains of gold they had, our debt dollars, they pale them. They shadow them. Anyways, that was, you know, I thought that was pretty interesting that I would, you know, who's Trump looking out for here? Oh, that's right. Those forgotten people, the energy companies. Where's Trump? Sheriff Apayo asked from InfoWars, sent in by Shalman. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. After being convicted of criminal misdemeanor contempt, former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Apayo has come out swinging, arguing the judge was biased and asking why President Trump is abandoning him. Well, it was never about... you had to know it, Joe. Come on. You're an inside guy. You're a good old boy. You had to know that it wouldn't have a damn thing to do with immigration. We've told you people 100 times, and your boy Trump's in there now, and I'll still make the same statement. If you gunned up and you went down there to drive them bastards back across your southern border, you would meet American military joined with Mexican military to gun your asses down, because this is an international criminal cabal that is taking over your country. It isn't a bunch of peasants wandering across the border for a better job. Abandoning him, considering Apayo was an early campaign supporter whose conviction reflects the determination. I mean, you guys out there, you love old Sheriff Joe, don't you? Man, I was praying this guy would go to prison, man. And one of his prisons out there in the desert, you know, the tent prisons where you wear pink clothes because it's to humiliate you and demean you as he's violating your goddamn rights, because nobody out there in them prisons can actually be there because, well, they're American nationals and they've been put there under admiralty jurisdiction and they're not in the service. So that would be, well, an act of tyranny. It would be an act of insurrection against the Bill of Rights that we all are guaranteed. And Sheriff Apayo, man, I mean, the guy deserves it. Face it, he deserves to reap what he has sowed. I mean, if he's declared a criminal by the crooked courts that have allowed him to put people out in the desert in pink clothes, he ought to go too, shouldn't he? He should support that admiralty jurisdiction that he's inflicted on others, right? Well, no, Joe is looking, I mean, he's pissed off. He wants his boy Trump. I mean, hey, Trump, I stepped up for you. I helped you with your con. But now we haven't admitted it was a con, and, well, having to admit it was a con would be meaning not enforcing the immigration laws, which would mean, well, go ahead.
It's time for him to pay up. Do you know how much money that guy spent with that the Obama certificate bullshit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I forgot about that, Flea. Yeah, he uncovered the truth of Obama's phony. He got the phony birth certificate brought to us. He sure did, man. And we never heard no more about that. But, I mean, and like I said, he teamed up with the great showman, what the hell you want to call him, Barnum and Bailey Donald Trump. And now but like I said, you know, the reality of the situation is coming down. There was never no intent to remove these invaders from our country. And they're playing the same game they played under Obama, showing you, you know, clips of, arrests. Oh, we're getting the bad dudes. There's 7 bad dudes, and the rest of 120 million of them get a stay. Same horseshit, only Arpaio, you know, he kind of took that seriously. Because he likes being a totalitarian, Hitler-type kind of person out there in the desert. And he decided, well, you know, Trump, I got the, well, you know, it's kind of reminds you of the Indiana Baptist Church when Bush, too, was coming into office, you know, and the militias were up there and they were holding the church. They weren't going to let it be bulldozed. And then Bush Jr. came into office and we got, what the hell was his name, that Attorney General? Ashcroft. Got Ashcroft, and man, the people at the Indiana Baptist Church told the militia to go home. And the militia said, I don't know you want to do that. You trust these? I mean, oh, that's a Republican. That's conservative. The thought of a conservative bulldozing a Baptist church. I mean, it was over 100 years old, the Indiana Baptist Church. And so the militia left because they weren't wanted there anymore. Because the people at the church, they had their new champion in the form of George Bush Jr. and Attorney General Ashcroft. Well, they came with the bulldozers, they arrested them, and they bulldozed the goddamn church. Well, Sheriff Arpaio, welcome to reality, buddy. God, I would love to see. I want pictures of him at that tent jail, man. I really do. Where's the president on this case? Arpaio asked Infowars.com in an exclusive interview. This is a witch hunt against me, and it's being carried forward by Obama holdovers in Attorney General Sessions' Department of Justice. I'm being convicted for honestly trying to enforce the immigration laws that Trump swore during the campaign he would uphold if elected president. Arpaio says, so you're getting a little coercion in here, you know, like, hey, you know, you want me to come out and tell him the truth here? You better get me out of this mess, Trump, old buddy. Arpaio was one of Trump's early supporters, endorsing Trump formally in a statement issued on January 27, 2016. Quote, Donald Trump is a leader. He produces results for energy companies. He produces results, is ready to get tough in order to protect American jobs and families, Arpaio said in a statement released by Trump's campaign at the time. I have fought on the front lines to prevent illegal immigration. I know Donald Trump will stand with me and countless Americans to secure our border. Guess not, Joe. Starting in January 2016, Arpaio began appearing with Trump at campaign rallies, endorsing Trump's promise to build a wall. You know, they've been talking about, I've seen some article on the site, some little group there, Alex Jones's buddies, and, you know, putting together a proposal to Trump to pardon the Bundys. Well, you know, it's pointed, somebody wrote in a comment that you can't be pardoned until you're convicted, which made me kind of wonder, because of Scooter Libby. You know, he was the so-called special prosecutor at the time. It was closing in, and it came up to, and he just got a presidential pardon, and that was the last we heard about that, remember? Maybe you can't give a presidential pardon to a peasant. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But, you know, I would think that the first pardon they'd be looking for would be for the Hammonds. You talk about people who are illegally incarcerated, man. That's about as illegally as it gets. And, of course, they should have to release the political prisoners, but Trump should have to stand up and say those people are being held as political prisoners, and I swore to uphold the Constitution. I didn't say nothing about the Bill of Rights because that's already been removed, and I support the people who removed it. He has supported it all the way down the line. Do you see the Patriot Act being, I mean, is it being ratcheted back? Is it being shut down? These are totally unconstitutional acts of draconian tyranny. No two ways about it. But are they being, it's just a game, people. I wish that at least everybody could just understand that it's all just a production. The man was on WWF wrestling. You've seen him shave the other guy's head, the other billionaire's head. And I mean, it was just, this is what it is. It's a show. He's a showman. And he was brought up to because you guys like goddamn TV so much is all I can figure. And so they brought him up so that you go out and vote. So you'd be retarded for him one more time. 4 more years of stealing our raw resources, because that's really what it comes down to in the final equation. And I think that people are starting to figure it out just a little bit. I mean, you can sit up there and you can listen to him trumpet about the, oh, records broke on the stock market. But then Charlie pointed out last week, well, you know, Venezuela's stock market shooting through the roof too, and their goddamn people are starving to death. I mean, the greed. I mean, in the beginning, they stole and they kept kind of, they tried to cover it. They didn't just steal right out in the open because, man, the idea of stealing back then, if you caught the government, everybody knew the government was a thief. I mean, they talked about the best government money could buy. And everybody knew they were thieves and charlatans. But the out and out theft, I mean, like the shakedowns on the side of the road, they call traffic stops, you know. There's asset forfeiture. You know, you had Sessions come up last week and talk about, hey man, yeah, we're going to go to the poor people's house and just, everything they got, they shouldn't have. They couldn't have had it because we have built this system so that no poor person could own anything. So if they do, it had to be an act of crime so we could take it. I mean, this is about where we're at, people. Oh, you got $3,000 and you can't prove where you got that $3,000. Well, that we're taking that. It had to be. I mean, it's just you're not assumed. You are goddamn guilty, and you're not even going to get a chance to prove your innocence. There's going to be no case. We're just here to take your shit. This is where we're at, people. Got your head right? You ready to do something about it? And Donald Trump is a leader. Oh man, he. Damn it. Starting in July 2016, Arpaio began appearing with Trump at campaign rallies, endorsing Trump's promise to build the wall as a needed measure to enforce aggressively immigration laws. Instead, I guess it works out all right, but you needed a comma there. Already on the books. I have great respect for Sheriff Arpaio, Trump said in an official campaign statement accepting Arpaio's endorsement. He told us that he had great respect for all of us, remember? He was pointing out there at us forgotten people. Well, not us, but, the energy companies, you know, the CEOs for the energy companies. He was pointing at somebody, and he meant it, I believe. Oh, man, we must restore law and order. Excuse me. When I hear something like that, it just, that's like, we're going to enforce the Constitution. Signs right on to DACA. We're going to keep violating the Constitution. I mean, we spent all that money on those lawsuits through Texas to prove that it was unconstitutional. It was actually a violation of the law. And Trump, well, pardon the pun, but trumpeted it all through his campaign. That, Obama himself, he said it 25 freaking times that it was against the law and he couldn't do it. And then he did it. And then you had your lawsuits, boy, because lawsuits become real important for some reason. I don't know, because nothing ever becomes of them. But you had your lawsuit and it went through the courts and back and forth and disobeying the injunctions and the lawyers being, oh, the man, that was a great little drama, wasn't it? You're getting to watch on TV. This is what we really get rather than our resources that belong to us and the riches that belong to us. We get these good dramas that they put on for us to watch. And so at the end of the drama, we find out, I mean, well, you know, the courts have ruled, but by God, you can't do that. That's against the law. That's unconstitutional. And then you have Trump trumpeted all through his campaign. And then he signed on to it, just like he signed on to the War Powers Act. It's some point in the ball game. I don't know. Maybe people won't get tired. Maybe you'll get, if as long as they're showing you drama, maybe they could put like, you could have like your iPhone and you could hold it in front of your face and you'd be watching one of their dramas and then they put that pistol up to the back of your neck and give you that 40 caliber lobotomy you so richly deserve. Boom. Because I mean, this is where it's heading, man. I mean, people just every day, you guys know, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm up here and I'm telling you, goddamn, I'm looking at this shit piled on every day. An outrage? I mean, we'll keep going. There'll be more outrage. We can get to another outrage right now if we wanted to. I mean, all we have to do is turn the page. Sanctuary City objects to arrest of accused illegal alien child molester. I mean, hey, people. How bad does it have to get? And I mean, you know, we've talked about what the avenues are. And there are no, I mean, the paper, the game of paper, it was played a long time ago. And now we're playing the game of dodge, like dodgeball when you're a kid, I guess. Dodging from one election to another. Well, this person's going to do that. And well, we got to give this guy a chance. Why? So you can be a coward for another day? So you can live another day in bondage and keep me in the same way, even though I would fight him? So that you can be a coward? Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, where's Trump? I mean, this is just entertainment. This is what we're supposed to do. I mean, this is supposed to keep us occupied rather than us actually getting off our ass and doing something about this shit, people. I don't know. I mean, how many times? I don't know. Maybe the rest of my life I'll come up here and I'll just keep reading one outrage after another outrage. We'll probably get to the point to where, you know, the police come into somebody's house and, yeah, they rape the wife, they rape the daughter, the son, they rape the dog. And, yeah, it's Thursday. It's probably going to be worse tomorrow. At what point? At what point do the people just kind of close in on themselves? I mean, I think this is the way it has to happen. I think it has to be a pure vigilantism. I mean, you have so many. I mean, you've created a rat society, man. Something I never could have thought would exist in this country. Growing up, man, I mean, when you were a child, I mean, it was with Laura. I mean, she was raised in a different world than me. But, I mean, the same basic moral codes, if you will. You know, if you went and ratted your brother or sister out, man, you know what? They got a whipping. So Jew for ratting. Because ratting was something that was just unacceptable. When I was, from the time I was a kid till now, somehow these communists have come in here and it's made just, I mean, you have these goddamn old people move in here from California. And the first thing they do is buy themselves a scanner. And they have a pair of binoculars and they're looking for anything that's suspicious so they can see something and say something and hear their thing come over the scanner. And, you know, I mean, it's disgusting. I want to spit right on them and tell them, why don't you just stick a pistol in your mouth and pull the fucking trigger? Because you're a waste of life. You're breathing air that could be used on something decent. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Head high, protest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time. And that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. And step over that goddamn head. Take, you know, console your soul to the ages and dive, man. Where is Trump? Are we doing that? No, we're not doing that. We're going to go on to the next outrage. Sanctuary City objects to arrest of accused illegal alien child molester. Well, I can see why they would. Somebody from another country ought to be able to come here and molest our children. We should pay him to do it. I mean, if you want to destroy a nation, I guess that's how you go about it. This is from Breitbart, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Officials in one California sanctuary city are upset after immigration agents arrested an illegal alien facing child molestation charges and other previously deported and another previously deported three times prior. Now, we talked about the guy that was deported 20 times. And last November, he, you know, beat and raped a woman up in Portland, caught him down by the border, put him back in Mexico, came right back up here, and he just raped and, well, two more, because he'd raped and stabbed up on one, and then they caught him in a parking lot raping and stabbing up on another. I wonder if he's back in Mexico yet, and how long will it be before he's back in Portland preying on somebody? The recent arrests took place in Hayward, California, when officers with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, were looking for an illegal immigrant, but in the course of their investigation, they found 42-year-old Jose Salgado and 34-year-old Antonio Valenzuela. The arrest took place during an operation by ICE officers who were carrying out an enforcement operation targeting another individual in an unrelated case, said ICE spokesman Jason Swab. They determined that both men were in the country illegally and detained them. Salgado was arrested earlier this year by local authorities on a felony charge involving lewd and lascivious acts with a minor. I mean, I know. What could that be? He was teaching them how to, play tiddlywinks. Swab said prior to his recent arrest by ICE agent Salgado had not been previously encountered by federal authorities. In the case of Valenzuela, the Mexican national was previously deported. You know, I just wonder how they always call people from other countries nationals, but we're not nationals. We're citizens. We're citizen slaves. 14th Amendment citizen slaves. Mexican national was previously deported three times and had one conviction of driving under the influence. Both men remain in federal custody. Soon after the arrest, Hayward officials issued a statement expressing their concern over federal immigration arrests in the city of a child molester. My God, people. I mean, like I've told you 100 times. Now, these people do fall under the admiralty jurisdiction of the military. Now, when somebody crosses your border without permission, they're assumed to be an invader. I mean, the way these communists have come in here and just instituted the doublespeak, you know, they're not illegal aliens. They're immigrants. Undocumented immigrants is what they are by the millions. This is a recolonization of your country. You know it is. They have, and Trump, he's not going to stop a recolonization of your country with slave labor. I mean, him and his buddies, think of the gold shekels they could pile up onto their big piles of gold shekels if they could just have free labor and just working for minimum slave fodder, you know, banana bread or something like that. National was previously deported three times and had one conviction of driving under influence. Soon after the arrest, Hayward officials issued the statement expressing concern over federal immigration arrests in the city. According to their statement, the circumstances leading to the arrest are concerning because the political potential political, it's hard to tell those two apart, but the potential political impact on the trust our officers and local government seek to maintain with the members of our community. They're not members of your community. They are an invading force. They are here as an in violation of law, as invaders. I mean, we got more outrage coming up that kind of ties into this. I won't jump into it just yet because we're going to finish this. We find out why we need these child molesters from other countries. Got enough child molesters here of our own ilk, don't you think? According to personnel, according to city officials, local law enforcement personnel are not allowed to cooperate with federal authorities in the enforcement of immigration law. But I mean, if it was some law that was going on, see what you have here. We know what we have here. We have two cabals, two international cabals fighting to see who's going to, you know, take possession of this country and who's going to be our new masa. Who's going to be the new masa? As a matter of policy, HPD and City of Hayward employees do not seek to learn the immigration status of people with whom they have come into contact. But man, you know what? They'll run your license. And if you had a non-appearance on a traffic ticket, boy, I'll tell you what, you'll catch some notice. You might get tased, you might get shot. They'll take your ass into jail, won't they? They'll run you through NCIC. I mean, if I get pulled over for a goddamn light on my license plate not lighting up, I get run through NCIC. How come I'm so goddamn special? And these people from other countries, I'm sure I'm a bigger threat than anybody from any other country. Well, I guess if you're an occupation force, the indigenous patriotic population would be a problem now, wouldn't they? They would be the people you'd be targeting, not your people that are coming in, the invaders. So they're raping a few kids, maybe knifing up and raping some women. Well, that's to be expected. Look at Germany when the Russians came in, whom they come into contact in the course of providing law enforcement and other public services. No HPD officer of Hayward City employee may assist federal officials in the enforcement of U.S. immigration laws. We are committed to equal treatment of all our residents, regardless of... You can't be a resident. You can't be a resident because these states, like California, see, they were chartered under the federal constitution. And, you know, what it comes down to is that damn ninth article to the People's Bill of Rights. It comes down to the ownership of this country. Now, the country, after that war was over, that known as the Revolutionary, I know it wasn't a real war. I know it was all just a big sham, and that the aristocrats that were running the show in the colonies, they were the same people who ended up forming a government in the middle of an uprising and calling it a revolution. I understand all that. But theoretically, because we had the guns, and possession is nine-tenths of the law, we did own all of this country, and the people owned it. Nobody can get out a document. You can't take the Constitution and show me where we turned over ownership of this country to the goddamn government. Not one iota. Not one bit of it. They were supposed to run a limited government. They were supposed to provide us with a currency of exchange, a debt-free currency for exchange made of gold and silver. They were to guard our borders and... Man, that's pretty much it. I don't think we gave them any more authority, but now you got these, like the Forest Service, the BLM. I mean, these are foreign companies. I mean, these were chartered down in Puerto Rico and Costa Rica. These are foreign corporations that are coming in here. They're calling them, well, we've signed a piece of paper. We had an act. See, is what we did. We had an act, and we seized power. We seized power. And you know, it comes down to the point that, you know, even if they say that, you know, we created an agency, we created the Forest Service. Oh, yeah? Well, how'd you do that? What authority did you use? Well, we used the Constitution. Well, you can't do that. There was never no such authority granted in the Constitution. In fact, the ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights forbids it. So what you're saying is you usurped power. You always wonder what that usurped meant in the Declaration of Independence. Usurping something. That is just, I know, right? We talk about it all the time. You write it down on a piece of paper, sign your name to it, and you tell us it's a law. But you have to have an authority to create a law. And the authority has to be based in the founding documents, you know. Go ahead.
It was all done by threat and threat of penalty.
Well, yeah, it's all force of arms. It's always been force of arms. The bottom line is, they cannot claim an authority. Because the ninth article states clearly, I'll read it like a hundredth time, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And as for the states, like California, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. And the ninth article is a prohibition. It says no power can exist. It cannot. It just cannot. You cannot claim the Constitution as a power, and it is the ultimate power in this country. But you can't claim it as a power to diminish the people's rights. And this country belongs to us, each and every one of us, as real property. and they are taking our real property, and they're not following the procedures that make up a due process of the law. The only way that any of us can have any of our possession taken from us is through a common law court where every bit of the procedure has been satisfied. And from a, it has to be from a jury trial, and the jury has to determine what is going to be taken from the individual. And nobody in government can participate in a common law trial because they are separated. They're a separate entity. They're peons working for us under contract, theoretically. But the peons are now claiming to be our masters. And this isn't going to change. I mean, we're going to keep seeing, like I said, you know, talking earlier, one outrage after another. It's coming. Every day we come up here, and just like this, Sanctuary, I mean, just saying it. Sanctuary City objects to arrest of accused illegal alien child molester. Now, you can molest our children, you do whatever you want, because, hell, you're an illegal alien, and you have superior right in this country. The people's common law rights and their will has been removed, and they're handing it to these goddamn invaders. The recolonization force. Ever wonder what it felt like to be an Indian? Coming into your home where you live. Oh, these people, well, yeah, they can rape your children because they're one of our people. What else do we have here? Oh, here we go. You guys are going to love this. More outrage? You want some more outrage? I'll give you some more outrage. L.A. made $1.3 billion in illegal immigrant welfare payments in just 2 years. This is from Fellowship of the Minds. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Tax dollars at work. Now, the first line of this, I mean, illegal immigrant welfare payments, illegal immigrant welfare payments. Now, we all know that they'll even tell you, illegal immigrants, it's a felony to give them, well, welfare payments. But here we, $1.3 billion, and somebody is going to be arrested for this. You know, it's like the derivatives bubble when it burst. People were arrested left and right because it was fraud right in your face. The regulators were in on it. All the big boys, you know, Standards and Poor, they were all in on it. So they all got, nobody got arrested. And what are they going to do about this? I mean, here they are reporting this. So this is right in your face, right in your face. From Fox News, illegal immigrant families received nearly $1.3 billion in Los Angeles County. That's just in Los Angeles County, people. County welfare money during 2015 and 2016, nearly one quarter of the amount spent on the county's entire needy population, according to data obtained by Fox News. The data was obtained from the County Department of Public Social Services, which is responsible for doling out the benefits and gives a snapshot of the financial costs associated with statutory and related policies. Sanctuary and related policies. The Sanctuary County of Los Angeles is an illegal immigration epicenter with the largest concentration of any county in the nation. According to a study from the Migration Policy Institute, the county also allows illegal immigrant parents with children born in the United States to seek welfare and food stamp benefits. It is against the federal law. So, of course, the federal government, they're coming in, they're arresting these people. I mean, we're not talking no little bullshit like you or me not paying $100 in taxes. We're talking about, well, $1.3 billion, but then we can talk about $19 billion. Well, it's just missing from the Pentagon. It's gone, and they're not looking for it. Nobody's going to be arrested. But, I mean, right here, they're telling you that this was done. This is the unlawful act. It happened. So they're coming in like, I mean, if you and I committed a federal crime like that to this magnitude, even though they have no jurisdiction over us, because we're American nationals guaranteed the common law, and the government's never had any authority over us, they'd send in goddamn, well, look at Randy Weaver up on Ruby Ridge. Did you see the tanks? You see the military come pouring in after they then shot his kid in the back and shot his wife in the head while she was holding the baby? You see him come in there to deal with this bad man, this bad guy, bad dude, Randy Weaver, what was his heinous crime? He saw the shotgun off a quarter inch more than what the Gestapo said he could. In fact, you know, the quarter inch is irrelevant because, well, they've never had any authority to regulate our Bill of Rights. Ninth Article says they can't. The Supreme Court cannot rule on our Bill of Rights. They cannot. Ninth Article says so. They can't create any authority that infringes, that allows them to even think about infringing, but they did. And like I said, here you have a crime cabal looking you right in the face. You're going to see the troops roll in and arrest these criminals. $1.3 billion stolen, straight up stolen, embezzled, given to foreigners through an act of fraud. And the people who did it, well, you can go read the, if you want to make an indictment, go read the signs on their desks where they sit and do it all day long. There's no mystery as to who did this. And of course, they're going to be arrested, right? Wrong. Robert Rector, a Heritage Foundation senior fellow who has written extensive studies on poverty and illegal immigration, said the costs represent the tip of the iceberg. What could he mean by that? You mean $1.3 billion frickin' dollars is the tip of the iceberg? Wonder what the rest of that iceberg looks like. He said the cost of education, police and fire, medical and subsidized housing can total $24,000 per year in government spending per family, much more than would be paid in taxes. They get $3 in benefits for every dollar they spend, Rector said. The Trump president sees hardline immigration policies, bullshit. Though may be playing some role in curtailing the population seeking welfare payments in recent months. This, I mean, bullshit. You know, we read the article yesterday where they're shutting down the prison that was taking in the ones that are being arrested because the rest are way down, don't you know? The truth is being told from different angles. A little bit of truth sprinkled in there. That is true propaganda, isn't it? The truth and lies and half-lies all mixed together, and you just get to kind of pick through it like picking fly shit out of pepper. The same state shows Los Angeles County is expected to dole out $200 million less in this year than in 2016. So they're only going to, you know, $200 million less theft and fraud. But it's still going to occur. This is what they're telling you here. This is what you're supposed to accept. Well, I guess that's just the way it is. I got to go vote. I think I'll go vote. Boy, voting's going to, it's going to fix it, don't you know? The number of entrants nationwide is going down. The bullshit. The population is static. Oh, I love this double speak. If not shrinking, Rector said. Remember when they told us that, you know, in the last years of Obama that they were, oh, they're all going back across. They're all just leaving. Horseshit. They were pouring in. They're pouring in right now. Had one dangling from the gate. I mean, from the wall they got down there the other day. Remember the woman dangling? They're leaving people dangling. That's how many goddamn people are coming, swarming in here. And they are swarming, and you know it, because they know that Donald Trump, the billionaire, he likes slave labor. He wants it here. The number of entrants nationwide is going down. Bullshit. The welfare benefit data from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Social Services shows more than 58,000 families received a total of $602 million in benefits in 2015. So you're telling me this is a $600 million crime, and you're telling me that it happened, it went to these illegals in violation of the law, but just nobody's, we can't arrest them or anything. Man, if I don't have my seatbelt on, or I got a signal light out, could get shot, could get tased. Boy, I'm telling you, zero tolerance for that seatbelt, by the way. But, you know, you steal a few hundred million dollars. I mean, but you're of a different class of people. That's what it is. You know, the people too big to jail, the international corporate mafia cabal that's too big to jail. So you just got to, all we can do is just keep on, give them some more money, I guess. Just go out there and sweat some more and hand the proceeds of your sweat over to them so that they can hand it over to somebody from another country that's coming in here to displace you. To the point that they take those 1.4 billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point and put them to use when they lead you over to that ditch and they kneel you down and they feel that cold barrel come up to the nape of your neck and bam! You're out of your misery that you created. I mean, God, the largest army to ever exist on planet Earth. Our people are well armed and still, I mean, it just keeps coming down to this. Jesus, God Almighty, how much are we going to take? Oh, that was disgusting. In 2013, California spent a total of $25.3 billion on illegal immigrants. You wonder why you don't got a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out, people? You wonder why your life's shit? You wonder where the wealth of your country, that's the main thing. If the people, I've said it before, if the people of this country could just realize what's yours. I mean, we're a pretty goddamn greedy people when you come down to individuals, I've noticed. But if they could just see the mountains of what it really is, what belongs to us, and what's being just taken, just hauled out of here, man. And, try to conceive 5.3 billion. You know, we got a $28 trillion national debt. So 25.3 billion seems like a little number, doesn't it? I remember back when they were doing the 99ers, you know, you had 99 weeks unemployment and there was wanting some more unemployment. And they said, no, we can't do it because it's going to cost $4 billion. It would cost $4 billion to give those Americans who were displaced through the international fraud perpetrated by the international criminal banks. It would cost $4 billion. It's out of the question. But we got $25.3 billion to give illegally to commit a crime to give to, well, these invaders from another country. They must want them here for some reason. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for It's Time to Break Free with David Rock coming up right behind us. And that is the Word from the Trenches.